Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with Nick DeYoung, a former All-State Pella football player and state champion throwing the shot put, and of course now a five-year Iowa Hawkeye player wrapping up his time in the black and gold. First of all, Nick, a huge congratulations again on another great season. Third team, all team, Big Ten selected by the coaches. What did it mean to be able to go out on a strong note here in your senior year?
Yeah, it meant a lot for sure. As you mentioned, you know, it being my fifth year, it's definitely a long time. A lot of work gets put into that, and you know, so to be able to kind of see a little bit of you know, success here towards the end has been nice.
Well, and what's so neat about this too is that you also received the Brett Greenwood Award this week, and that recognizes players who walked onto the team obviously without a scholarship and obviously grew to the point you were. How special is that to be one of those names? And there have been some great Hawkeyes in the past, like Brett Greenwood, who walked onto the program and ultimately were able to start and, in your case, play in 45 games.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, it was kind of an award, you know, based around Brett Greenwood and his career and what he kind of stood for. And also, as you mentioned, you know, there's been a lot of great Hawkeye walk-on stories, which was, you know, a lot of the reason why I chose Iowa and chose to walk on. You know, just the culture that is built here around, you know, allowing anyone to be able to contribute to the team, whether or not you're a walk-on or a scholarship guy. So, you know, it really meant a lot to get that award, you know, for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, I think a big part of that too is, you know, the sacrifice I think about that, you know, people like my parents made, you know, supporting me, even though, you know, I could have chose to go somewhere where, you know, they're, wouldn't have been a need to pay, but you know, they were really supportive in that regard for sure.
Here with Nick DeYoung with the Iowa Hawkeyes as we talk about his career winding down here in Iowa City, and as you talk about that walk-on journey now, we've talked about it before, you and I have, but that you have this full perspective, how incredible do you think this decision was for you? I mean, it's easy to say one thing, hey, I walked on to Iowa, I was gone within a year, I focused on my studies, but you stuck with it, and now here you are earning all Big Ten honors and playing in so many games. I imagine you've got to be pretty pleased with the decision you made 5 years ago.
Yeah, for sure. And as you mentioned, it's a lot easier to kind of look back now with hindsight and say that it was the right decision. But, you know, I think obviously there are times when, you know, you're making a decision like that, and you know, there can be questions involved, and you know, is this the right thing? But you know, one thing, as I kind of mentioned, you know, my parents and how supportive they were, and when I told them that, you know, I felt that this was the best option for me to walk on here, they were fully supportive. But you know, the one piece of advice that they gave me is that, you know, if I was going to do something like that and walk on, that, you know, I had to make sure that I was fully invested, fully committed. And, you know, I feel like when I came, I was, and then even as I've grown in my career, you know, just became more invested and more committed. And as you mentioned, you know, finally, you know, these last 2-3 years here, you know, paying off a little bit.
Well, and obviously the program itself has still had a lot of success. The offense has been a bit beleaguered in terms of just external comments about Coach Brian Ferentz and all those other things. How have you worked yourself to A, be a leader through that, and B, overcome some of that external noise about what's happening with the offense, knowing that, again, you have such a great team and you're still winning all these games? And how have you guys rallied together, especially this season, considering all of kind of that external chaos?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I think, you know, the biggest two contributing factors to that are, you know, the guys on the team and the guys we have in the locker room, and then, you know, the coaches that we have. You know, I'm thinking just specifically, you know, even just in my position with Coach Barnett, you know, just how steady he is with his approach and you know, the type of energy and leader that he is every single day, you know, for us, and obviously a great example for us to see every single day. And then, you know, the guys in the locker room, I think, this year especially, you know, more, you kind of felt a lot of togetherness, a lot of, you know, just genuine love for each other. And, you know, you kind of worry sometimes with stuff like this going on that maybe guys pull away from each other. But I think, you know, this year and in years past, but especially this year, you know, it was the opposite. And I feel like, you know, guys got even closer and kind of banded together around that.
Here is Nick DeYoung, Iowa Hawkeye football player and former Pella High School standout, both in the track and field realm and in football. And as we talk here, we're ahead of the final bowl game coming up. But before we talk about what's coming up in your game coming up against Tennessee and Orlando, let's take a step back about your connection to Pella. You talked about how close you are with your parents and making that decision. One of the things that you and I have had the opportunity to do is talk a lot because you've been connected so much back to Pella. How critical was it for you during these 5 years to give back to your hometown, whether it was the football camp that you've done the last several years for the Booster Club or recently when you wore the bracelet for Millie Zelmer and her family? How critical has it been for you to stay connected to Pella and to keep that relationship strong?
Yeah, I think it's been huge, and it's been a huge part of, you know, as you mentioned, you know, my career here in college. And I think a lot of that is attributed to, you know, what I was given, you know, during my time at Pella. You know, I was very fortunate to, you know, not only be a part of great teams that won a lot and do a lot of cool things in that regard, but I think more so I was very blessed to be put in a lot of different, you know, teams and situations where I had a lot of coaches and mentors around me, you know, and not even in the sporting world, but just, you know, teachers and people like that who I was very fortunate to be around. And, you know, I look back at my, you know, my 4 years at Pella High School, but just, you know, my overall, you know, academic career, I guess you could call it, from kindergarten on, you know, through Pella, and just, you know, I have amazing and great things to say. Nothing I can look back on and not see anything other than blessings. And so, you know, it's always been important, you know, that I kind of keep connected in that regard and give back as much as I can.
Well, and how much fun was that for you in the football camp to be able to, you know, obviously for these little kids, they see you, a lot of them are watching you on TV every Saturday. How much of that was special to you, being obviously a football player yourself, and to try and give those kids a spark in the game that you love so much?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I think back to when I was that age and thinking of guys, you know, not only at the high school level, I think back and, you know, who I was looking up to, but, you know, then I look back and think about guys, you know, in college and the NFL that I looked up to. And I think it's pretty cool that, you know, I have that opportunity that I can, you know, kind of connect with younger kids who may have that same connection that I just talked about. And, you know, and on top of that, it was just a lot of fun, and it's been a great thing that we've been able to do for 2 years now. So I think, you know, overall, just a great experience.
Here with Nick DeYoung, Iowa Hawkeyes football player, we're talking about his time in Pella, where he was an all-state football player and a state champion on the track and field realm. And some of the big news here locally is that Coach Jay McKinstry is only going to go for one more season. He was your head coach, obviously, for all four of your years in the high school program, and many of your friends and all those peers that you talked about. Obviously, Coach McKinstry's had a huge impact on so many players. What was your reaction to that news that he is stepping down after next season, and what did he mean to you?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing is, you know, when I think of, you know, Coach McKinstry, you know, he's definitely one of those people that I mentioned before where, you know, someone who gave a lot to me, and a lot of the reason why, you know, I have a pretty strong connection back with Pella. And, you know, you mentioned what I thought when I heard the news. First, I was, you know, sad, obviously, but also, you know, happy for, you know, for him and how long he's been able to do that. And you also mentioned how he's able to, you know, kind of impact a lot of different people's lives. And he's certainly done that, you know, for the length of time that he's been coaching at Pella. You know, I can think of many people that would say the same thing. And so, you know, I think it's a mix of emotions, but definitely happy that, you know, he'll be able to, you know, kind of move on and relax a little bit. I think that'll be good for him.
Yeah, I think Jay could use a relaxer too. You and I've known him a long time. Let's go ahead and shift focus back on your career as you winds down here coming up and preparing for the bowl game coming up in Orlando, taking on Tennessee in the Citrus Bowl coming up on January the 1st. Obviously a reflection of a 10-win season again for the program, playing in the Big Ten Championship. What's kind of going through your mind as you prepare for this one last time on the field, and what's it like to kind of gear up for an opportunity to showcase this program one more time wearing the uniform?
Yeah, I think, you know, first and foremost, it's very exciting. You know, bowls, I think a lot of people around Iowa and people who cheer for the University of Iowa, you know, I think we kind of take for granted what bowls are. You know, there's a lot of teams around the country this time of year that, you know, they're at home, they're not getting ready to practice and prepare for a game. And so I think, first of all, it's just a really special opportunity that we have and are blessed to, you know, kind of be in, and we've been in a lot of them. But then I think also it's really exciting too, you mentioned, to showcase kind of our team one last time. And you also mentioned that, you know, we're playing against Tennessee, who's, you know, a great team in the SEC. And so I think it's a great opportunity to just kind of show one more time, you know, what we are, and build on top of, you know, the season that we've had so far.
Well, then for you, what's next for Mr. Nick DeYoung? Obviously, you've got 5 years of college football under your belt. You've had obviously a great career both at Pella and now at the University of Iowa. I don't want to try and spoil anything for our audience, but certainly I think that's a question. When you play on the offensive line at Iowa, there's maybe opportunities after this. But what's next for you, Nick?
Yeah, I think, you know, you hit it pretty good. You know, I'm still some decisions to be made for sure. But, you know, I think really just spending a lot of time now just kind of enjoying these last, you know, however many weeks, 3-4 weeks that we have left in the season, enjoying being around the guys and the team. And you know, once we get to that point, I guess a decision will be made.
All right. We'll be staying tuned for that decision when the time does come. That's Nick DeYoung, again, a standout at Pella High School, all-state football player and a state champion, throwing the shot put and, of course, playing his final game at the University of Iowa coming up on January the 1st. It's the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl as number 17 Iowa takes on number 21 Tennessee. Noon kickoff on New Year's Day. Nick, it has been such a joy to talk to you over these last, however long I've known you now, 8 years, whether it's been in football, basketball, at the Blue Oval and Drake, and now all these years at Iowa. Look forward to whatever is next for you, and obviously appreciate your willingness to jump on our airwaves again.
Yep, thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Awesome.